Hello and welcome to the Lifetime Body Podcast. I'm your host, John Zombro, and this is episode number 56. As you know, the Lifetime Body is where science meets common sense, and we explore the topics of physical therapy, biomechanics, exercise physiology, nutrition, lifestyle, and more to meld the concepts of advanced training and optimal living. Our goal is to pursue peak performance at any age, make our bodies last a lifetime, and even kick ass for life. And so that's what we're all about every time. And thanks so much for being here with us today. Us being my wonderful co-host, PK the Incomparable, and he's sitting across the table from me with a big grin on his face. And I think that's because he's very excited, first of all, that we're together. Also, I'm equally excited that this topic, when is the best time to exercise, is what we're going to be discussing. And no better way to broach that subject than to start like this. It's times like these you learn to live again. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these time and time again. And that, of course, was the Foo Fighters.
Whoa, John boy. Well, what a pleasure not only to hear your dulcet tones, but to actually see you perform, because we're recording live in the same location today, first time ever. What a pleasure to see just a craftsman just do his work, you know, behind the scenes, the wizard and his just how it actually all gets done. Good to be here. Excited.
It's fun to be face to face with you, you know, to be in the house, Jay-Z in the house, in PK's house.
In the house, absolutely. So, wonderful Foo Fighters, I tell you.
You know, I felt that they really delivered the message that we needed for this episode. And the title of that is, when is the best time to exercise?
Yes, absolutely. And so is this, when you first told me this was going to be our topic, I thought, how often does this come up in your consultations in your career, you know, like the arc of your career? It seems like it for us to do this episode, it must come up quite a bit.
Indeed, it does. And it's just an incredibly common thing where folks will ask, well, gosh, you know, what time of day should I do my workout? You know, whether that's a workout for, you know, general health or a specific fitness goal, maybe it's tied into a weight loss program or an athletic performance pursuit. There are answers to that question. In fact, how I would start off answering, is there one single best time of the day to work out? I would say no and yes.
No, and a wonderful insight. That's a pro, folks. Just write it down. Okay, take me deeper.
Yeah, so as you know, anytime someone says it depends or, you know, to some extent, that's okay to say as long as it's qualified. You know? So now I would probably try to give an answer. And so it really depends on one's goal, the type of exercise one is doing, and even the body one lives in. And we'll cover that those items in our discussion. But the first thing that I would say is, the best time to exercise is the time that you have available that gets it done.
Right. This is something I thought about and I think about a lot, actually, especially springtime in Montana. This is, we get random weather. It's sunny. It's not. It's kind of like if you want to get outside and you're waiting for that perfect time to get outside, you're never going to go. So the perfect time to get outside or the perfect time to exercise is when you're going to do it. Because if you wait for the weather in Montana, you'll never go. So that's kind of what, when I saw these notes, that's the thought that I had, is that, you know, maybe the biggest component is the right time to train or to exercise is when you're actually going to get out there and accomplish it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about creating the win. Mm-hmm. And so that single best time is when you can make that happen. And so, sometimes you do have to take what you get and modify, but I think that's a much better route to success than trying to be rigid and saying, I know that this
target time is possibly the ideal time. And so I'm only going to shoot for that. And if I can't hit that, then I'm just going to write everything off as a loss. I'd say no, you know, take the time that's available and celebrate it and move forward from that point.
Excellent. So we do have some practical limitations. Everyone has a schedule. And, you know, what are the things that you think about in terms of one way or another fitting training into one schedule?
Yeah, probably the first thing to be respectful of or aware of is we should try to make that training time be sandwiched around our work and family obligations in a manner that's as seamless as possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so taking that further, what are the things that you think about?
Yeah. So let's say, you know, you start work early and you don't want to necessarily compromise your sleep by getting up in pre-dawn hours. That might be a consideration. Or you know, maybe you're the member of the team that's picking the kids up after school or whatever. And so it's probably good to make sure those priorities are at the top. And then you find, you know, that next best place to put your workout. And ultimately, you know, we do those things with the schedule. But then once the major obligations are out of the way, it's really, what do you like? What do you prefer? Are you more of a person that enjoys training at a specific time of day? What have you found works best or feels best for you or your body? And that's really the big rock.
Got it. Okay, so not only are we working with our schedules, but we're sort of triangulating some details about our bodies, which we're going to talk about later, what might be optimal. But if we were just kind of zoomed out a little bit and we said, all right, what would be the pros and the cons of the different times of day, just generally, to give some guidance as we're all sort of figuring out, because really this is a recipe, what's best for you, mm-hmm. and everyone knows their own schedule. Now we're starting to talk about the times of day, and we're going to add another detail about what maybe might be better for us personally. But when you're thinking about the pros and cons about the different times of day, lay that out for us.
Yeah, we can make that simple. So the morning, exercising in the morning or doing your training in the morning, first of all, allows us to train in a fasted state. So in other words, not fed or fueled. It tends to be the time of day that is most consistent with getting the workout done. And there's quite a bit of research that shows that morning exercisers are somewhat significantly more consistent over a year in hitting their exercise sessions than those who choose to exercise at other times of day. Mm-hmm. And then maybe the last thing, you know, kind of on a self-knowledge or positivity or psychological note, is exercising in the morning tends to allow people to start the day with a win, you know, right away. And it can make the day, and many people say this, you know, when I exercise in the morning, it just sets my day up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then are there any things to think about in terms of maybe on the con side of things for working out in the morning, or just considerations maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. And as you indicated, everything tends to have a pro and a con. And that's why we, you know, want to be cognizant of our own needs and also dynamic sometimes. So here's some issues with training in the morning. It tends to be best for doing your easy aerobic or cardio exercise sessions. Those tend to be rhythmic and gentle on the body, and they don't have high demands in terms of tissue loads. And that cold, stiff, relatively speaking, body from a tissue and a core temperature perspective isn't as good at doing high intensity ballistic things in the morning. And so injury risk is higher. So those are the things I'd say about morning exercise. Probably best if you're going to do some, you know, low, slow cardio, mojo, rhythmic, it fits well there. And also, it's just not the best place to really get intense.
Okay. Now, I'm sure there's some folks thinking, well, that's the time of day that works best for me and I want to do it. Later in the show, we're going to talk about, okay, depending on who you are and sort of what your makeup is, how to get that done if you do want to go intense early.
Yeah, in fact, I can even, you know, give you a
touch on it now.
Teaser right now. Ooh. It's like, well, you know, so let's say you need to do or want to do some higher intensity, you know, type of training, high intensity intervals, lifting, sprinting, what have you. If you're going to do it in the morning, you're gonna want to have a longer warm up that's more progressive, probably wearing layers, even if you live in Florida, and kind of have an expectation that your output capacity is going to be 5 or 10% less. Mm. It's going to be a win if you say, okay, well, if you were going to do 10 reps with 100 pounds, nice round numbers, you might do 10 reps with 90 pounds in the morning because some of those issues of tissue readiness just aren't where they're going to be in the afternoon. And that's fine. You still get most of the same training stimulus from doing that.
Okay, so just you're just kind of modifying what the max output would be just based on the time of day. Interesting. Okay, let's talk about midday. Let's talk about the lunch sesh, pros and cons of making that your workout time.
Yeah, so working out at lunchtime really works well for folks who, you know, they have that somewhat extensive midday break in their schedule, and maybe they have a gym or a shower option available. Again, it depends on what type of training they're going to be doing. And most training tends to fit well into the midday, and it tends to free up the front and back ends of the day, which are where those busy obligations can be higher. You know, we talked about, needing to get to work earlier, picking up the kids or stopping for groceries, or the list is long. But working out in the midday kind of becomes almost like a sanctuary for people that succeed with that.
Sure. It's an obvious break if you're, it's a time that is can pretty easily be used as a break to break up, to get out if you can make it longer. Are there any cons for that midday?
Yeah, it becomes almost obvious. You really do need a longer lunch break in order to get your exercise in, not have the stress of feeling like you're rushing, which is counterproductive, and then maybe have some time to do a bit of eating as well. So we need a big lunch break if we're going to be lunchtime exercisers. And also, this just isn't always available for some people based on their job, their job description, their job location, other factors. So, definitely recognize that for those who can put their workout at lunchtime, it's a nice mix between being able to train in the fasted state of the morning and also having what we're going to talk about next, the most physically capable body of the afternoon or evening.
Well, let's shift right into it. So late afternoon, early evening, talk to me about the pros, and then we'll get into the cons in a minute.
Yeah, if you wanted to call the type of training that is large output training or high output training. So we've got the high intensities, whether that's via intervals or even high intensity steady state, heavy or lifting, sprinting, court and field sports, all those kind of things, even some aspects of group fitness. They tend to be better in the afternoon and evening, for several reasons. First of all, the body is at its peak of core temperature. It's also at a physiologic peak with respect to the extensibility of the tissues, grip strength, reaction time, speed. So we're able to do more, get more out of our bodies, and actually be a little safer and less likely to get injured in the process. So those are really strong attributes to afternoon and evening training.
Gotcha. I don't want to make any assumptions on core temp is at the right level. What's that mean in the morning? How many degrees does it change? Just kind of break that down for me.
Sure. We're these circadian beasts, and we talk about this on the show
a lot.
But as we're sleeping at night, the body is generally dropping a degree or two in core temperature. And what's amazing about that is the body, upon awakening in the morning, has a slightly lower core temperature, and the collagen tissues in all of our muscles, ligaments, tendons, even bones.
Actually, even our blood vessels.
More rigid, they're stiffer, they're very temperature sensitive, temperature dependent. And so, a person can say, I can do that longer warm up in the morning, or I can wear two sweatsuits and peel them off. And that does help, but it still isn't as good as waiting till the afternoon when the natural core temperature comes up to 98.6 plus maybe a few percentage points. And that's really where you get that supple, elastic beast functioning harmoniously in the workout.
Interesting. So you're really talking about warm up on a cellular level, like it's 6 a.m. I've got my double sweats on. I'm getting my sweat on. I'm feeling hot, sweaty. Mm-hmm. But you're saying like deep inside the bod, those tissues are still not as warm as at 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 2 or 4 or whatever. Just like kind of an engine warming up.
Absolutely true. It's just that natural rhythm. And so you can kind of, hack the system,
Sure.
the system a little bit in the morning. By doing all those warm up procedures, you'll get a bit more out of it. But on the other hand, you can't beat nature, and nature is going to tell you that, at somewhere between, depending on, your own natural rhythm, somewhere between 4 and maybe even 7 p.m. in the summertime, that's your physiologic peak. And if you're going to do get after it training, shall I say, that's the time to do it.
Okay. Is there a con to training that time of day?
Yes, can be. It really gets into two areas. There's some fairly good data that says if you're training hard too close to bedtime, and so that might be a time that, depending on what literature you read, that's within 2 or 3 hours of when you put your head on the pillow. It's going to vary from person to person. It also is dependent on how hard you exercise. But exercising too hard too late can be disruptive for sleep. That's one. And the other thing is, it will push dinner fairly late for, a person who's got that, family dinner schedule.
Sure.
Or if they're on, say like a body comp program where they're trying to eat more of their foods in a compressed window and or, more of their calories earlier in the day than late. That late dinner can be potentially counterproductive for those goals.
Gotcha. So let's shift gears a little bit and let's talk about the individual and, really the question of how does a person know what time is best for them as individually, how do they go about determining that?
Yeah, well, I would say, one of the easy ways is to go ahead and pick up a copy of Animal Fit, download your copy at lifetimebody.com on programs. And it goes through the process of determining, first of all, what type of exercise fits your body and mind the best. And regardless of that, whatever kind of exercise you want to do, how to align it, with your circadian rhythm, choose the time of day and scientifically achieve your goals, using some of the things that we've been talking about.
Absolutely. And that's just not a sales pitch for Animal Fit. Really, that's a methodology for understanding what you've got and really assessing sort of where you fit into that spectrum. Are there other ways to get that info?
Yeah, I mean, I use the same things, the same principles, because this is it's the best of the scientific knowledge we have available in training. And mm-hmm. So, consider getting a coaching package in which, all your needs are going to be built into your specific programming, in terms of your body and what your goal is and what type of training, but also creating that flexible schedule. Notice I said flexible because sometimes we do have to be dynamic.
Sure.
But also that it is, really fits you. So the time of day you're training is more likely to not get you hurt and get you your best results.
Right. And the main point here is we are all different. And the you versus me versus everyone, the considerations for who you are, your individual makeup can make a big difference on not only the, preventing injury, but the performance in the games if you have a specific goal to just work that in. Well, let's take this out of the theoretical. I want to talk about you. When everyone's asking, when does Coach Jay-Z train? Tell us about your, what you've learned about yourself.
Well, it's times like these you learn to live again.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
So just looking into your eyes as you Foo Fighter, it is a joy.
Okay, so first answer is, when do I train? And
sure.
Here goes another one of these wishy-washies. Is it does vary throughout the year. Where we live, sometimes I call them the dark months, but when the daylight tends to get shorter, and that might be from Halloween to Easter,
yep.
So it's practically half of a year. I usually am not in serious training mode.
Sure.
I don't really, that's for me, that's kind of a postseason, off season type of thing. And so What I do then are mainly what I call brief micro workouts, where, you know, every day, somewhere around the middle of the day, it's not always lunchtime. You know, if like this winter, I was doing quite a few writing projects and quite a bit of online consulting. And so I would just, those breaks would come up as they did. And I would just go, go hit like a kind of a 20 minute routine, you know, where, okay, it's the middle of the day, so I don't have to be too concerned about warm up, but I'll do a few mobility, stability types of exercises, and then just, you know, have a few things I'll hit, you know, actually hit kind of like HIIT, you know, some strength training, resistance training, that sort of thing. I'm not real big on doing a ton of year round cardio anymore. I take some walks in the winter, but I'm just not really doing that. And I found that to be very fine and very successful for my health and even performance. So it's really interesting. So, you know, long-winded answer, but you did ask. So, you know, not too much of that serious stuff in the winter, and most of it's in the middle of the day. But now we're at the warmer half of the year. So it's like now, you know, you know, we're recording this in early June. And I'm usually serious to some degree, as serious as I can be, you know, about training and having goals. And so I'll usually, I do two workouts a day. And, you know, I would hesitate to call the first one workout, but sounds better. So you know, let's do that. So most mornings I'll take a brief walk, really brief. I mean, we're just talking like 10 minutes, and then I'll do, you know, what I call a MOSTA session, or M-O-S-T-A. That's my term for mobility, stability. You know, just some general, you know, exercises that dynamically get the body moving, kind of wake it up, maybe cue a few things for either injuries that I've had or stuff I want to work on later in the day. So that looks like some body weight squats and, you know, a couple of possible light resistance movements, sometimes with tubing, that kind of thing.
Sure.
I don't do a ton of static stretching, but maybe there's a bit of that. And that's a lot of times that stuff happens outside. So I get those early sunshine rays, and I'll either finish it with a cold plunge or, you know, a shower that goes cold. And this whole process only takes me about 20, 25 minutes. And really what I have found is that if I'm in a training cycle, I get more out of my afternoon workout, and it takes me less time to fully warm up if I do that in the morning. It's as though it gets the physical beast, you know, physical again. And we live in this world where we do need that, you know, movement. Movement is life, or motion is life. Life is motion. So that's what I do in the morning. And then in the afternoon, I think I used this term before, but it's get after it time. And you might want to say get G-I-T after it. But that's where, you know, I'm kind of progressing through the season, where it's weights, it's intervals, it's sprints. Right now I'm training for, you know, track and field. So I'm working on sprinting, and I'll probably move up to some middle distance work, focus around the 800 meters, you know, as summer comes to a close. But I've got plenty of time to do these workouts. Some of my workouts are individual, some are in group format, and I'll start up around 4 o'clock, you know, as, you know, maybe a month ago, that's when I was starting up. And now I'm moving to about a 6 o'clock start for a training session, which several times per week, that's going to last for 60 to 90 minutes in its entirety. So that works best with the weather, with the circadian function. That's my jam. And I would say this, you know, some people will say, oh, you know, I don't want to work out that late. But, you know, here in the summer, it doesn't get dark till 10 p.m. So if I'm finishing up my workout at 7, you know, I'm really not at a detriment for sleep. And also, you know, the temperatures are cooling down a little bit. So, again, these things work naturally. I just kind of let nature speak to me and flow with the mojo.
Yes, absolutely. In a lot of ways, you've constructed your this phase of your career, so you have that flexibility to get that first warm-up session and then get after it in the afternoon, really send it. If we looked back at when you had, this is a question out of left field, when you had a more rigid schedule, when you did have the brick and mortar back in the day, so this is your, you know, your 8 to 6 at the, you know, doing PT throughout the day with, and I believe that you even scheduled some like consults during lunch, because that's when people could get away. When you did have a more rigid schedule imposed on you, what did you do for training then? What was kind of your answer at that point?
Yeah, I still preferred the evening, you know, most of year round. So I would just kind of, you know, wait till I got to the end of the day to get my workout in. And, and most of the times I'd hit it because, you know, maybe I had some discipline or motivation or whatever. But I would take activity breaks frequently. So if I had to take a call, you know, and I could be mobile, I would, you know, I'd go outside, walk around the block, walk up and down the stairs a few times, as long as I didn't get too breathless to offend my client. you know, so I never would I, you know, stay like, say, stationary, sedentary all day and then work out. It's just, okay, you know, maybe I didn't have that 20, 25 minute block, or I wasn't willing to do it at 5:30 a.m. And that, and not slighting somebody else who really likes and just gets a lot out of the morning workout. For me to sacrifice a little sleep and then force my body to get rolling physically, you know, just an hour earlier than I might if I had my druthers, I would just not do it. It never worked for me as well. And, you know, I say this to kind of let people share, you know, maybe share a comment with us in a line, but I would find, you know, these people that were really good at morning exercise and loved it, you know, they're the people that, you know, I'm sort of a morning person, but these people, I mean, they're so perky and energized, and they say that the doing their workout in the morning energizes them all day. I'm like, no, man, I hated it. It was miserable. It made me stiff and tired. So you've got to know your beast, and don't force your beast. Beast, don't fight it. You know, let that beast, you know, kind of flourish in the environment that it wants to. And so that's kind of a long-winded answer.
But no, that's great. I think you touched on a great point. If at any time you have the phrase "I hate this" running through your mind, it's probably not. That's not a pearl of wellness wisdom. That's just common sense. Yeah. That's not going to last, right?
Right, and that's a message out there. You know, zipping over to you know, being in the house, the PK house, this morning. You know, doing our live show, or at least together show. This is a message to all you runners out there, and you know, I'm for running, you know, and for runners, but. I saw some people running in the early morning who looked like they were hurting and they looked miserable. And I think, gosh, you know, maybe that's not the best thing for you. Maybe, you know, just think about it. If what you're doing doesn't feel like a physical act of joy and expression of art, it could be better. You know, just keep an open mind.
So you're suggesting there that, like, we talk about this a lot. So do a little self experimentation, a little science project. Let's say you are a morning runner and perhaps it doesn't feel, or whatever, morning trainer of some kind.
Sure. Yoga, maybe, you name it.
Yeah. Yoga, what? Yeah, do a little experimentation where you do that early session. Then you do a midday session. Then maybe even do like 4 or 5 o'clock after work session and just take some notes and think, all right, this is how it was different, you know, for my body at those different times, and just kind of put that into the old supercomputer and make some decisions, get some data, in other words.
I think that's a great recipe for success, because what you're saying is, hey, find the time, you know, that feels the best and works the best, because if you're in the fight zone, not the flow zone, and what you're doing for your training, you know, you're not liking it, it's not making you feel good, guess what? You're not going to keep it up. Yeah.
True story, but you can't argue against, hey, even if I'm just getting my run in the morning and it's not as joyful and I'm at 80%, but I still get it in, 80% at 6 a.m. as opposed to 0 at 5 p.m. Yeah. You know, it is that equation.
Yeah, maybe that's, you had this light bulb go off for me when you said that. If you can't fit the workout into the best time, then modify the workout to fit into the time that you have.
That is beautiful.
It's times like
that's nice.
Okay, so what about you, PK? What do you prefer to do for your training?
You know, this is interesting when you sent this over. What I prefer and what I've had success with and what I do consistently, throughout the course of my life as an amateur athlete or just someone who likes to get out and enjoy Montana, I haven't been very consistent. But as I reflect, probably the best time as a slab of beef or Wolverine, if I want to do the intense and challenging workouts, they've ended up happening either, you know, noon or that 4 o'clock, truly that 4 o'clock when I reflect back, when I have either, you know, it's been a group workout in the past, or when it's been an intense, you know, like bike ride, or when I kind of peeled off from work maybe an hour early after an early start. That's when I got the most out of it, just because you know, without even knowing it, that core temperature, body loosens up kind of a thing. It just seems kind of natural. So that's when I've had the most, I guess, personally, probably upon reflection, I didn't do it on purpose, success with some of those more intense workouts. I don't know. I think that that this is not a question that I have a really good answer to, like you did, where you kind of figured out what your jam is. I don't know what my jam is. Still kind of getting there. I know that when the weather gets nicer, I really like to mix the training and the recreation, and get out in the, you know, like you said, that could happen anytime when it's sunny. I feel like even in particular this season, like for example, on Sunday, I didn't have plans, or this would be yesterday, plans for a big workout, but I got up and it was sunny and it was like, I'm going to go for a bike ride right now because who knows what's going to happen in the afternoon. So I think that it's not like it was a super intense bike ride. It was, you know, maybe like 90 minutes of exploration. So it wasn't like I was requiring my vessel to be super well lubricated. It wasn't that intense, but it was something where, you know, just getting after it while the getting's good. Sometimes if you wait on the weather in Montana, you're never going to go, right? So,
totally.
So now is the best time. So I don't know. I'm just like a lot of the listeners, I'm absorbing and learning and, you know, TBD when exactly I'm going to get the most out of my training.
Well, it's good to experiment. And
sure.
You know, it's times like these that you learn to train for your best outcomes.
Oh my God. You just butchered the Foo Fighters. I mean, somewhere Dave Grohl just like walked into a door jam or something like that. He just, but sincerely though, I want to take a moment as we're kind of wrapping up today, just a quick salutation and a farewell. And if you're out there listening, any of the comments and questions and any sort of requests that you have had for John or just for the show in general, really help us out. And they inform these conversations in a very impactful way and in intrinsic to sort of the ongoing discussion in the little community that we fostered. If you are listening, you like what you hear, rate and review, that really does help regardless of whatever sort of streaming service that you're on. 5 stars, we love them, but it really just helps us kind of rise up there. And if you're kind of interested and you may have another optimal way to get your wellness pearls, whether it's, you know, maybe it's not here on the podcast, but it is on YouTube or the blog or, you know, the weekly performance update. Maybe you want a longer form book. Maybe you want a program that John has mentioned, head on over to lifetimebody.com. There is a ton of amazing information out there. And there's also several project books that we refer to. We haven't in several weeks or several episodes, but they're interesting stories on how the TLB principles have been applied, the science of training and nutrition to human bodies for specific goals, performance, body comp, overall health, wellness, happiness, all those different things. So all that is to say, there's a ton of offerings and a ton of different optimal ways to consume them. And we really appreciate how those dovetail with your questions and comments and thoughts that you send directly to John and informs the podcast. So we really appreciate it.
Wow, let's achieve peak performance at any age and kick ass for life.
Adios.
Thanks, bye-bye.